Brett Allender back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by one of my all-time favorite comedians and certainly one of the great impersonators of our time. Frank Caliendo is with us. Frank, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Of course, now part of the ESPN Countdown show coming up this Sunday to preview the championship games. Now, let's start, of course, with the one we really care about here in Baltimore, the Ravens at New England again for the second straight year, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship. Just your thoughts on the game, Frank.
Well, let's go. You want to go old school or new school on this?
Let's do old school.
You know, old school is a John Madden thought. So maybe you look at all the things that you have to do. And you look at Joe Flacco and people say, hey, I don't know if Joe Flacco could do this. And then Joe Flacco does it. And then people aren't even sure what to think of it. That's the thing about the Baltimore Ravens. A lot of people were, you know, they didn't know that the Ravens could do what they're going to do. And then, boom, I mean, it happened.
Then the newer school would be a little John Gruden. I'll tell you what, man. I take a look at what Ray Lewis is doing and taking this team. I mean, he's got the intensity of Ray Lewis times two. Is there, hey, Tirico, is there some kind of multiplication problem I could think of or you could help me with to figure out what this is? I mean, I take a look at these guys, and I think they can really push the Patriots back and get to Tom Brady and knock him down because he's not running any. What do you have, Brett, 1 yard last year running?
Yeah, that's about right.
That's pretty good for him, too. When that's your record, is 1 yard, 3 feet, that's a pretty bad year, man.
What is Frank like more, new school or old school, and how today's games are called? To me, yeah, there's a lot more of, I don't know, X's and O's maybe with the new school. But the old school, it was so much simpler back in those days.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think it is just talking in circles, Madden, just saying the things you kind of already know. that was the fun kind of stuff to me. Madden Summerall, to me, the greatest of all time, just because with you know with the Summerall stuff. To the 20, to the 25. There's a flag on the play. You know, just the phrasings and stuff like that. I don't even know if you could do that anymore. Gruden's kind of a throwback a little bit, though, even though he's the new school guy. You don't see that from like a Troy Aikman or some of the guys out there, Phil Sims and stuff like that. You don't hear the crazy stuff like you do from Gruden. So I really enjoy that kind of stuff. That, you know, makes my job easier.
Now, if you did a Bill Belichick impersonation, my guess is it could be just dead air or
I've been working on. I don't have it yet, but it's a lot of making faces and never really answering anything.
Yeah. Dare I ask about a Ray Lewis impression?
You know what? That would be a great idea. But then I'd only get to use it for a few more games, Bob. Two more games, Bob.
Yeah, the lifespan on that is not great. It would not be worth the work. Well, it should be a good game. You gonna make a pick on this? You gonna wait till Sunday?
I don't make picks on ESPN, so I'll just, because I'm talking to you, I'll just pick the Ravens, man.
I like that. Ride that one out.
Man, I'm going with the Ravens. That's my favorite team right now. You take a look what they're doing on offense and defense, and I think they're going to blow them out.
Well, it sounds good to us. You know, one thing I do miss with the new school, and that includes Sims and it includes Gruden and whomever else is the color commentator for all these games, just the old man. Pow. I mean, look at that block. I mean, whatever. I miss the sound effects that went along with an old Madden call.
Whap, whap, pow. It's like he's watching an old Batman episode, right?
Yeah.
Boom, pop, hey, oh, yeah. I mean, there you go. You run up the middle and boom, Ray Rice. There he is. I mean, you look at a guy like Ray Rice and you think, hey, this guy couldn't possibly be in the NFL. If you look at him from far, then boom, look what he does. I mean, you can't stop him.
And, Frank, what's so brilliant is, and I've actually, you know, if everyone's ever seen, like, some of your old YouTube stuff, like, on Letterman or actually saw that live, but doing Madden and explaining down by contact, I think I dream about that. It's so funny.
You know, you think if you're down that you're down and you're not really down, and when you're hoping to be down, you're still up, and if you're up and not down, I mean, that sounds like a James Taylor song.
The great Frank Caliendo with us here on WBAL for a few more minutes. He's a part of the ESPN Countdown show this Sunday, and his Twitter handle is @FrankCaliendo. NFC Championship game, Atlanta hosting San Francisco. What do you think about this game, Frank?
Me again, or should we go with somebody people care about?
Someone people care about.
you know,
which is you.
Let's go. I think, if the Niners can, play the kind of defense that they're capable of playing. I mean, you look at the games that they play this year, and when they're playing the Green Bay Packers, boom, they get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, but when they're playing the St. Louis Rams, boom, they're not getting anywhere. So I think if you look at the way they play, I think they have a good chance of beating the Falcons, and if they don't, that means the Falcons are probably going to win.
I'll tell you what, I'm not really sure what he said right there, but listen to this, man. You just got to shut down Matty Ice, and I believe the San Francisco 49ers can do that with their intensity, and I think even Jimmy Harbaugh might suit up and get out there, man. I'd love to see an all Harbaugh Super Bowl. That'd be a lot of fun. Harbaugh versus Harbaugh. And replace one of the reps with Grandpa Harbaugh. I think that'd be the best idea ever, man.
If Charles Barkley was betting on this game, and I'm sure he is, what would he think about this game?
I'll tell you what, right now, my money is on Ray Lewis. I have talked to Ray Lewis many times, and I know he has this team focused and has them ready, and his hypnotized Joe Flacco into believing he is the offensive Ray Lewis is going to be a win. I guarantee it.
That's absolutely amazing. Frank Caliendo, nobody does.
I know the right stuff to say when I'm talking to you, don't I?
Yes, you do. There's no doubt about it. I was thinking about, I don't think you have an Al Pacino impression, but he was just named the guy who's going to play Joe Paterno in this new movie.
Sure I do. I'm right here. What do you need? Playing Paterno. The only problem is all the jokes here go real bad fast.
Yes, they do.
A lot of trouble. Stay out of this one.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Frank Caliendo. Is there anyone else that can prognosticate these games who might be interesting to hear?
How about a little Dr. Phil? What were you thinking? Come on, do you think you're going to stop Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis? There ain't no way. What is your problem? You better get extra defenders in there. I don't care if you have 12 men on the field. You're going to need them.
Amazing. Well, I want to thank Dr. Phil for joining us. I want to thank Charles Barkley, John Gruden, and John Madden. You guys are all amazing.
You know, we had a lot of fun. So did I, man. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty okay.
Frank Caliendo, at Frank Caliendo.
You forgot about me. There we go.
Oh, sorry, Al.
No problem.
Well, if Robert De Niro was playing Joe Paterno, that might also be interesting.
I'm going to play Joe Paterno with a leather jacket like I did in Any Given Sunday.
Frank Caliendo. At Frank Caliendo is the Twitter handle. See him on Sunday on ESPN Countdown. Frank, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
That's the amazing Frank Caliendo. We're back with more next here on WBAL.